We're going to talk a little bit about Limerick history all of 86 years ago. Ireland in 1922 had just come off the back of independence from the British Empire, and it had also had sent many of its sons to the killing fields in World War I. There was, however, a political battle, and a battle of wills between families, between friends, between neighbours, and sometimes between brothers. The War of Independence. Limerick, like many other cities and towns and areas in the country at that time, saw action, and it paved the way for Ireland as we know it today. The story of one particular individual has been published. Captain Connie Mackey, the defender of the Strand Barracks, is the subject of a book by Jim Corbett. Now, Jim has personal reasons for writing the book, as Connie Mackey was Jim's grandfather. Jim has joined us in studio. Jim, thank you for being with us today. Your grandfather died in the late 1950s. What did you know of him through family history and family stories?
Not a lot, actually. I knew he was in the Strand Barracks during the siege. I knew he was in the IRA, and I knew he had to go on the run from the British, and he had to sleep in graveyards. But apart from that, not a lot else. Mm-hmm. We'd a couple of mementos. We'd a autograph book from his time in a prisoner of war camp called Gormanston. We'd an inscribed bullet from the Strand Barracks. And we had his War of Independence medal. But apart from that, I didn't know anything about him.
And when you started on this voyage of discovery, was it purposely to write the book, or was it just to find out a little bit more about Grandad?
I just really wanted to find out a little bit more about the man himself, because I knew nothing about him.
In subsequent searches, particularly having obtained his military records, you were able to determine that he had quite a checkered military history.
I found out that he had quite an extensive military history, going back to the Easter Rising 1916 in Limerick, going right through the War of Independence in some very spectacular attacks on RIC barracks, right through to the engagement in the Strand Barracks, and also in various different prisoner of war camps.
And the focus of attention on this book, Not While I Have Ammo, is in his role as commanding officer of the Clancy Strand Barracks in a period of the summer of 1922 when he was a member of the Republican Army. It was, I suppose, in the height of the Civil War where the Free State Army were camped across the river at Arthur's Quay. They wanted control of the Strand Barracks, and your grandfather was in charge of the defences.
Limerick at the time was in a state of conflict. The Free State and the Republican forces had strategic positions throughout Limerick, and up to that point there was a point of stalemate. It reached a point where the Civil War broke out in Limerick, and it just focused on the Strand Barracks at that particular moment. The Strand Barracks was the only barracks on the Clare side of the River Shannon. There were sporadic attacks on different Republican and Free State positions all around the city, but the main thrust of the Free State attack was concentrated on the Strand Barracks and also the Castle Barracks, which is now known as King John's Castle.
And how ferocious were those attacks?
There was a non-stop bombardment of machine gun fire, sniper fire. There were charges by armoured cars. During a 5-day period, none of these failed to actually take the Strand Barracks. So the only way the Free State could have taken the barracks was the use of artillery. And it was the first time since the siege of 1691 that artillery was used in the city of Limerick.
The outcome was that your grandfather decided to surrender, but that wasn't just the end of it.
No, not at all. As soon as he'd surrendered, Michael Brennan, the commander of the Free State forces, he was so impressed with his defence, he congratulated Connie, but also he invited him to have his third in command of his forces if he was to come over to the Free State side. Rather than abandon his men, Connie said no, and he chose to be imprisoned with the rest of his men.
An interesting proposition, given the times in Ireland at that time.
That's correct, yes.
Now, having researched the history, it's taken you to quite a variety of places, both here and abroad.
My research has taken me to national archives, both in this country, but also in the UK. And also it's led me to some archives in New York as well.
Anything specific from the New York archives?
After the war, Connie was actually forced to emigrate purely because his life was in danger through Free State sympathizers who took a dim view of his Republican activities.
And having discovered the story and the history of Captain Connie Mackey, where do you think his place in history should be?
He's part of a golden generation of Irishmen, and of course, especially Limerickmen, who were willing to put their lives on the line, who are willing to endure and sacrifice everything for a principle they believed in.
And do you think that was as a result of his upbringing or for his love for his country, for his patriotism?
I think it was partly to do with his upbringing, but partly to do with society at the time. At that time, there was various different avenues that people could express their Irishness, i.e. Gaelic League, GAA. The volunteer movement gave people of fighting spirit a chance to express their Irishness through physical force. But at that time, people up and down the land wanted to express their Irishness in different ways.
And having written this book, have you a new insight? Have you more respect for him and for men of his ilk?
Very much. It shows that a man of humble beginnings like him can achieve great things. You could say there's a little piece of that type of character in every single one of us, that every one of us can strive to achieve great things.
And finally, Jim, what are your hopes now for the book?
My hopes are just to get recognition for the events, the times, and just to give recognition of the type of men that were around at that time.